welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of studies out of the book of Isaiah. So go grab your Bible and get close to your radio as we take a deeper look in the book.
With us. And so we have a prophecy that God is going to send somebody, and none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Names are important in Hebrew religion, in the Hebrew religion. Names was very important. Names used to be important in our American lifestyle. We used to have Bible names. Amen. Rachel is a Bible name. Mary is a Bible. See, when I went to school, you didn't need a dictionary to spell somebody's name. Hello, somebody. You didn't need a thesaurus to spell somebody's name. But today, you have to break it up in syllables and stuff. Lord have mercy. And then, you know, in the 70s and the 80s, you know, they went to these African names. Everybody was going to the, you know, the African name. Yeah, Dita Palashita. Yeah, you know, going to the African name. Amen. What's that? That's Swahili for the love child or something like that, you know. Amen. And the child grew up, and she didn't even like the name, so she said, just call me, you know, Dita. Yeah. Yeah, because them five-syllable names, they all know. All right, let's go on a little bit further. But that was one name. But notice in chapter 9, he gives another name, some other names of God. Notice what he says. Chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name, here it is, shall be called. Here it is. The first name is what? Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, a lot of theologians says this wonderful counselor is really one name. He's a wonderful counselor. You could either say he's wonderful, because he is wonderful. As a matter of fact, when you study Christ, you'll find you're studying a person that's full of wonder. Christ is the most fascinating person. See, a lot of times people say, I'm bored. I'm bored. Do you know boredom is a choice? Boredom is a choice. You choose to be bored. What you're doing, you're showing that you don't have much imagination. Hello, somebody. Because it's just like us. A lot of times, you know, we could be, you know, we could tell mama, I'm bored. Mama said, go outside and play. I said, mama, I'm bored. Ain't nothing to do. She said, yes, it is something to do. Go out there and play. You go out there. Amen. She sure could. She said, now, if you don't want to go out there and play, you know, you can stay on in here and help me. Mama was very creative. But boy, we would go outside, and it wouldn't be long before you see a, you know, an old wheel over there. And you see an old stick over there. And you say, wait a minute, you know, I could put this here together, and I could make me a little roller stick. Hello, somebody. Then, or either you remember, you say, wait a minute. so-and-so got a couple of wheels. We could make us a go-kart. Let's see. And you go down the street and you start collecting, you know, see, we need one more wheel. We got three wheels. We got three wheels. Can y'all help us with another wheel? And boy, you know, took a day that was a boring day to the rest of the evening. You working on that go-kart till 7 or 8 o'clock at night. Amen. You can't even hardly see because, you know, they ain't got no street lights out there in the country. Amen. But you're trying your best to get it fixed before you go to bed. Let's go a little bit further. Let's go a little bit further. He says, Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Watch it. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Once he start, it won't stop. Upon the throne of David, upon the kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forevermore, the zeal of the Lord has performed this. So God says, I'm going to send somebody. Regardless how bad the situation is, God says, I'm sending somebody. Isaiah, you won't be able to fix it, but let the folks know I'm sending somebody. And notice, this somebody is really God is sending himself. It's right there in the text, y'all. Did you notice that? He's the person that he's sending is Mighty God. Now, how much clearer can it be? People ask, you know, and they have all these debates. Was Jesus God? Jesus wasn't God. He was the Son of God. You know, he wasn't really God in the flesh. Yes, he was God. It's telling you right here. The one that's going to come, he's a wonderful counselor. He's the Mighty God. The Mighty God. It didn't say a Mighty God. He is the Mighty God. The only one. Oh, the Everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. And he lets you know that he's going to be a king. Why is that? Because he talks about his government next. Is that right? And once he get on the throne, he ain't going to be like any other king. Every other king, once he get on the throne, he reigns so many years and then he die. He reigns so many years and he die. He reigns so many years and he die. This king, once he start reigning, he ain't no die. It's going to last forever. Amen. Amen. And he's going to sit on the throne of David. So where did David sit? Where about was David? Huh? Was David in heaven? Where? Where about? In Jerusalem. So he's telling you where he's going to reign. He's going to be there in Jerusalem. Amen. So let's go a little bit further. Let's go. Yeah, like right now, the United Nations, they don't want to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. They might as well. Because it's going to happen. As a matter of fact, that's where God's going to set up his headquarters. He's going to move his headquarters down here on this earth. As a matter of fact, that's what you be praying for every night, don't you? Our Father who art in, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom, thy will be done on earth as it is. God is going to get earth looking just like him. That's his goal. That's his goal. Amen. Amen. And do you know what we supposed to be? We as the church supposed to be an occupational force holding it down, holding the resistance down until Jesus come back. Amen. Amen. We the occupational force. We holding it down until the king come on in here. Amen. And when Jesus come on down, say, Jesus, I done the best I could. I was holding it down for you. Glad, Jesus, I'm glad that you came. because I was thinking about giving me one of these semi. Amen. Y'all better be glad that I ain't Jesus. Amen. But aren't you glad man ain't God? Amen. They think that these folks are crazy now going into these theaters and shooting God. If man was God, he'd be shooting out of heaven. Let me just pop them off just like birds. Amen. Got sniper fire coming from heaven. Number two. Isaiah prophesied concerning the kind of spirit that the Messiah would come. He prophesied concerning the kind of spirit that the Messiah would come with. Look here at chapter 11. Chapter 11. It's 2 and 3, but I'll start reading at verse number 1. It says, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of the root. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him." Let me ask a question, Bible scholars. It says, "There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse." Who's Jesse? Anybody know who Jesse is? Because it act like we know who Jesse is. So that means that Jesse was already talked about somewhere else in the Bible. That was David's father. Amen. Remember, Jesse had 7 of his sons to come because Samuel had came over and was going to anoint one to be king. And so Jesse went and got all the 7 big boys. And Samuel, he looked at the oldest one and says, "You know, we might as well go on and just anoint him right quick." And God stopped him. He says, don't put no oil on him. Because God says, "I don't think like man think. Man looks at the outside, but I looks at the heart." And so he went through all 7 of them, and God said, "That ain't the one, that ain't the one, that ain't the one." And when he made it to the last one, the 7th one, he said, "Do you have any more? Because God done told me none of these." He said, "Well, we got the little Rudy Poot out there watching the sheep, you know." He said, "Go get him, because that's the one. The one that you think ain't the one is the one most of the time." Oh! Hello, somebody. God is good. I like how God works. Amen. I wouldn't be up here tonight if it was man that done the job. Hello, somebody. And do you know something? When God chooses you, most of the time you say, Not me. Because you know you. Hello, somebody. You can't be the one. That's why most time when God call a man, it's just about, you know, you just about want to go hide and run. Amen. Because you don't think that you can do it. And you really can't in your own strength. You have to have that anointing. Yeah, the Bible said when they anointed David, that spirit came into him, but it left Saul. And an evil spirit came into Saul. Amen. And that was one of the reasons that David used to always confess his sins. Because David knew that God didn't have to choose him. And David knew that it was God's Holy Spirit that had made him great. And he didn't want God to ever take away that Holy Spirit. Because he saw that when Saul got lifted up in pride and God took away that Holy Spirit from Saul, Saul became like a madman. How many of you know when the spirit ain't at work in your life, you like a madman. That's why you want to always be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And a lot of times, we see folks say things and they do things and they wonder, you know, I don't know if I'm saved. No, you saved. You just full of the flesh rather than being full with the spirit. That old you is still there, and every now and then it rises up like Barnabas Collins and come out at night. Oh, y'all don't want to say nothing. Some of y'all just looking at me. Yes, it is. Somebody pushed you hard enough. I don't even heard some Christians say, they got on my nerves. Hello, somebody. Amen. As if that's an excuse to cuss. That ain't no excuse to cuss. They got on my nerves. We've been getting on God's nerve for years. You just got to have the right spirit. It got to be filled with the right spirit. Now, let's look at this text, and we'll see in chapter 11. Look here at verse number 2. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Now, that's the first. The spirit of the Lord. God's spirit is going to be on Jesus. The second spirit is the spirit of wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is knowing what to do in the right situation. It's doing the right thing with the thing. It's doing the right thing with the thing, whatever that thing is you dealing with. Should I, you know, buy this car, or should I save and buy another car? You need wisdom to make that decision. Should I spend this money that we done got saved to buy a car? Or should I use this money to help my child go to college? You're going to need wisdom because you need transportation as well as that person that need an education. So only God. See, you can go to somebody else. Somebody else said, well, I tell you what I did, child. Child, we needed a car, so I went and got a car. Well, great. That's for your family. Y'all live 50 miles from your job. You needed a car. Hello, somebody. But if you can catch the bus or drive the old car until your daughter get out of school and help you buy a car. Hello, somebody. Let me tell you something. Sometimes, in order to make progress, you have to make sacrifices. Just like our foreparents, they made a lot of sacrifices. They done without so that we could have. Amen. What we want to do today, we want to have this, have that, and wait on nothing. And that's why the family's going down the drain. How many of y'all watched roller derby? You know, a long time ago, they used to come on television just like championship wrestling. How did they used to score points? Everybody used to just, you know, at first they were just, you know, just skating around. But then what they would do, they would take one person and slang them on out there. Hello, somebody. And then they would have one person way in the back and making sure that this other person on the other team don't score no points. So you had a blocker, but then you had this other person they slung out. That's what you got to do. Somebody got to reach back and sling somebody out to get ahead. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. And quit being jealous. Don't be jealous even of your own kids. Don't be jealous. Slang them on out. Be happy that they're doing better than you. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says children are like arrows in the hand of a mighty man. What do a bow and arrow supposed to do? An arrow. An arrow supposed to go further than where you at. Whoever, you don't want no bow and arrow and it's just going to fall at your feet. I'm trying to shoot a bow and it keep falling at your feet. You keep shooting your bow and arrow and falling at your feet. No, you want yours to go at least 20 yards. And then hopefully it can hit some. That's how your children supposed to be. They're supposed to go farther than where you are. Amen. That's what you want. You don't want to be here and your children way back there. Something wrong now. You want to be able to look back and say, boy, I can barely see you. You sure went on further than I did. I could never even imagine going that far. That's what you want with your children. And let me tell you something. It used to be parents that you could push them out at 18. No, it may take them 25 now. You know why that is? See, when I got married, and I wish Sister Wibbert was here so she could nod, because she'll let you know we was poor. But only one O. We couldn't afford the other O. But I was making $120 a week. You see? I was making $120 a week. But my bills only added up to about, $500 a month. It wasn't even that much. Because you think about it. I had a $25 telephone bill. As long as I didn't make no long distance call. That's why I went on and married her. Because I couldn't afford to keep calling the Mississippi. Hello, somebody. A $45 telephone bill? The phone bill is just $25. Another $20. Lord have mercy. I was too in love. That time that I spent $60 on long distance that month, I said, you got to come on out here. You got to come on out here. This is going crazy here. These folks going crazy. Amen. Don't be calling me collect. Hello, somebody. We got a collect call. Who calling? But you think about it. When I got married, telephone bill, $25. The rent and water, we didn't have to pay no water bill. You just had to pay electric bill. Electric bill, $50. $25 telephone bill. $250 rent. Amen. 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 It was $170.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bibleway Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.